So why am I making a quick and dirty video about Brianna Wu? Well, there's something interesting going on with Brianna at the moment, and I think it's worth documenting for future generations to see just how victim bucks work. So Brianna has done nothing of relevance for months and months and months, and I personally am glad because I hate having to look at her fucking face. But for some reason she decided to tweet out an open letter to Gamergate. Bizarre. Why would she do that? I mean, didn't she previously request that people from Gamergate simply leave her alone? I mean, why would she now be addressing them? But I suspect it's something to do with the fact that earlier, not much earlier, in the previous year, I'm just looking for it now, I haven't looked at her Twitter for quite some time, but she decided to make the mistake of supporting capitalism. Brianna, coming from a wealthy family, at least understands how her family's wealth was made. So on the 27th of December, Brianna found herself in defense of capitalism, which, as you can imagine, most social justice warriors are not in favor of. And she says, "Honestly, if the left is going to scream at me for that utterly reasonably opinion, we have some soul-searching to do." Well, welcome to the club, Brianna. Because this is why Brianna is now writing open letters to Gamergate. Gosh, she does use Twitter an awful lot for someone who's afraid of using Twitter, doesn't she? But yeah, so this brings us to her open letter to Gamergate, because I think she has an ulterior motive. Now, she, in her letter to Gamergate, says things like, "I believe Gamergate's underlying assumption that attacking me has tactical value for your cause is outdated and incorrect." Now, you might say that that's a bit rich, coming from someone who effectively made her career out of going around and slandering members of Gamergate. Well, the movement as a whole, not just individuals. That would have been so much easier, because that would have been easy to refute. But no, she now would like a reprieve from, apparently, the organized efforts to harass her and her employees. I haven't seen any of these organized efforts, but I'm sure that they exist. I'm sure that she's not once more lying through her teeth. But she ends by saying, "I'm not going to discuss this with you on Twitter. I will tentatively leave the comments open here." Where? There are no comments open on this article, Brianna. But either way, she's full of shit. She is trying to incite you. I'll show you why. Back in May, if we look using the archive, on her Patreon she was getting $3,262 a month. Fast forward to November, she's down to $2,795 a month, presumably under the, "or how have you been a victim lately" attitude, and after her little defense of capitalism, is now down to $2,259 a month. Brianna Wu has found herself in some hot water. She is losing money, $1,000 in the last 6 months or so, and now she is trying to incite you so she can use anything you send to her to make more money. Don't send her anything. Don't respond to her. She is just going to use it against you. There is nothing that can be done about Brianna Wu other than ignoring her. And that, in fact, would be by far the best thing, because then Brianna Wu has to live and die on her video game production skills. Exactly.